Part 2, the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band.
In the world of sound, the sound that sound like sound. These waves of sound travel through time and space because they're composed primarily of sound.
These sounds travel from the sound producer to the sound apprehender. This transaction does not take place without a certain amount of pattern.
In the world of sound, sounds sound like sound. The reason they sound like sound is because we make them sound like sound and we apprehend them thus.
And hear them, and they are sounds to us. Some sounds in the world of sound are sounds that we don't hear, but are sounds nonetheless, because waves of sound are traveling. A person can find these sounds by going to where they are and hearing them, thus transforming these sounds into the first category of sounds.
Dancing around the room. Aunt Karen was her favorite aunt, and Wendy had been like a sister until they had to move away a couple of years ago. She couldn't wait to see them again. Amy's mother got a little nervous as she began to explain, "Amy, they'll be staying here a couple of days. Could you share your room with Wendy? It's only for a few days." Amy whined, "Can't they stay longer? Wendy could sleep with me in my bed." Amy stopped cold. Oh, no, Mother. What if I have an accident while Wendy's here? I'd just die. And she'd think I was a baby. Amy's mother tried to be reassuring. Look, Amy, we'll just have to make sure you go to the bathroom before you go to bed. And maybe I can wake you up in the middle of the night. Amy thought for a moment. She wanted to see Wendy so badly. All right, she finally said. But I promise you, Mother, if I have an accident, I'll lock myself in my room and never come out. The day finally came. At last, Aunt Karen's car turned into the driveway. Amy ran out of the house just as Wendy threw open the car door. They hugged each other so hard that they collapsed on the lawn, laughing and giggling. It was going to be like old times. The day flew by. Amy and Wendy were together every minute, and neither one could remember when they'd had so much fun. After dinner, their moms let them stay up extra late to watch a scary monster movie. They screamed and clutched each other until the very end. But finally, the moment arrived. Okay, girls, Amy's mother said. It's way past your bedtime. Off to bed. Amy's stomach tightened. This was the moment she dreaded all day long. She remembered to go to the bathroom, then crawled into the double bed next to Wendy. Oh, please, Amy thought. I just can't wet the bed, not tonight. Wendy began chattering again, and Amy soon forgot her problem. They talked for a while until they finally drifted off to sleep. The next morning, Amy woke up first. Before she even opened her eyes, she began to feel around for the familiar wet spot in her bed. She reached over and touched something unfamiliar. Hey, Wendy said, what are you doing? Oh, I forgot, Amy giggled. You're here. Amy was sliding out of her side of the bed when her hand brushed the dreaded wet spot. Oh, no, Amy thought. What am I going to do? She had to think fast. Hey, Wendy, she said.
That was like those two questions.
Some great cartoons are on TV now. Let's watch TV while we have breakfast. I'll make the bed later. Okay, Wendy said. You go turn on the TV. I'll be right there. Phew, Amy thought as she poured cornflakes into two bowls. I'll slip in and make the bed while she watches TV, and she'll never see the spot. As Amy carefully carried the bowls of cereal down the hall to the den,
the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation also reports rates on 15-year fixed and one-year adjustables also just a bit lower. More money was spent on construction in March. Spending on residential, non-residential, and government projects jumped 1.6%.
Have we presented a man more powerful than Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Departments throughout the United States.
Found out that he's a little nothing club that you have here.
More flexible, more energetic. But also we have to talk about the great impact it has on our children when it comes to their minds.
The death rate from lung disease is increasing rapidly, faster than almost any other major killer. Did you know that?
I'm Jim Kowalski from the Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd in Hartford.
And make them participate in sports activities. Make them participate in games. I have.
my kind of city government. It is the kind of city government that the people of our city can tell the better.
The man again would say, very humbly, Lord, that I may see. And Christ would touch his eye, and then the secret.
I always like those two questions, as we go back to the first one. First of all, they say the eating habits in this country are, of course, lousy. Have to be quick and so on. So it is obviously much better to be fit.
York, I'm John Hockenberry, and this is Talk of the Nation. A city speaks for itself.
I think it's good. They should keep burning down these Chinese stores and all the other stores. Burn them down.
Another night, another morning, and the violence spreads. Today's special live coverage of the events in Los Angeles. For the next hour, exploring the boil above and below the surface. Reports from Los Angeles, conversations with community organizers around the nation, and of course we want to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-989-8255. 1-800-989-TALK. What have you seen of your fellow citizens in the past 24 hours? Who do you identify with? Who outrages you? The nation attempts to understand itself this hour. We'll take your calls right after the news.
Not where it ought to be.
In Seattle, Washington, crowds of people broke windows and set parked cars on fire early today. In Seattle, Washington, crowds of people broke windows and cars on fire.
You'll get used to wearing them chains after a while, Luke. But you never stop listening to them clinking. They're gonna remind you of what I've been saying. Your own good.
Wish you'd stop being so good to me, Captain.
Don't you ever talk that way to me. Never!
One-seventh as much chance of earning $10,000 a year. A life expectancy, which is 7 years shorter. And the prospects of earning only half as much.
We are preempting our normal broadcast of Science Friday. We are preempting our normal broadcast of Science Friday with the reality of racial tension in America. Some Americans seem to have risen away from going down to the strip mall and hauling away trunkloads of looted merchandise.
That's right. The police department will not tell exactly how many officers they have on the street. I know. That's right. The police department will not tell exactly how many officers they have on the street. I know the police department is not pleased. LA Police Department is not pleased. So after delivering a one-yard baby, he was on his way back. Today is a day that a lot of people get checks, welfare checks, social security checks, all kinds of checks people get. And so people have lined up for literally, in some cases, it looks like blocks around post offices in the neighborhood. In Koreatown, a lot of Korean shopkeepers basically took to the streets last night to defend their property. There was very little police protection for them overnight. In fact, Gates this morning
treat our fellow Americans as we want to be treated.
Now, but tearing up.
Because his skin is dark.
It'll be the same as always.
Cannot eat lunch in a restaurant open to the public. If he cannot send his children to the best public school available, if he cannot vote for the public officials who represent him, if, in short, he cannot enjoy the full and free life, which all of us
want. You boys don't like equal shares. Why in the hell don't you just take all of it? Well, why don't you answer me, you damn yellow-livered trash?
Yes, can you hear me? Yeah. Fine. I'm at the corner of 53rd and Normandy, where the rioting occurred. It's very difficult to get food today in this neighborhood because so many markets were burned down. Some flames, it was completely destroyed. People in the neighborhood say that it was looted first and then sort of set on fire as an afterthought.
butt. Them's washers. Damn! Bastards. We shot our way out of that town for a dollar's worth of steel hull.
That's amazing.
And the other one is still standing up, but they broke into it, and that they don't fight up the place.
Okay, Roberto?
He walks down the road so that innocent people would continue to go in there and get beaten to a pulp. The one on the first one where the truck driver got beat up.
So that was unbelievable footage.
Right.
You know, Chris Stern wants to pick up a short stick. Oh, Goldie dear.
That no city or state or legislative body can prudently choose to ignore them. The fires of frustration and discord are burning in every city, north and south.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, I tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Hey, they got over there.
Oh, man, shit. I gotta get up on my ass and chase this chumbo motherfucker.
Ran into the dark in empty theater. Suddenly, I heard a sound to my left.
This 1-0 over Chicago and the...
I thought, can't they even get a helicopter to go over there and... You know, I don't know what. Maybe normally go out and protest, but I just don't want to take any chances.
I wanted to express my outrage just like the woman before me at this verdict and at the injustice which is going on in our country against people who are poor and people who have darker skin colors. I myself am a white male at a liberal arts college. I myself am a white male. I myself am a white male at a liberal arts college who are poor and people who have darker skin colors. People who are poor and people who have darker skin colors. I myself am a white male going on, and I am appalled by President Bush's reaction. As far as how do we change something, or what do we do normally?
And what do you do?
Usual.
What do you do?
What do I do?
What do you do?
Thank you.
get even. Daryl Gates,
fuck the police.
For Rodney King,
fuck the police.
For my dead homies,
fuck the police.
For your freedom,
fuck the police.
Don't be a pussy,
fuck the police.
Have some motherfucking courage,
fuck the police.
Sing along. Tonight we get even.
Mr. Franklin?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Wait a minute, Mr. Franklin. You can't really believe that Tom here has been stealing from you.
Of course not. Why, Tom is the most honest man you'll ever meet.
And he's the best doggone baker in town.
That's right. I'm the good baker, all right, but I'm not having anyone seeing for me, and if he isn't doing it, then it's his responsibility. Let's not be locking up the shop, right? I'll not tolerate carelessness either.
But, Mr. Franklin, I lock the front door very carefully every night when I leave.
Valuable baked goods have still been disappearing, haven't they? And that big batch of cookies was gone this morning. They're my best sellers. I'm losing money, and I won't stand for it anymore, and that's all there is to it.
Well, I guess I'd better leave now. Just a minute, Tom.
Yeah, guys, we're under the moon. The Durango 95 purred away real horror show. A nice, warm, vibrating feeling all through your gutty woods. Soon it was trees and dark, my brothers, with real country dark. Played around for a while with other travelers of the night, playing hogs of the road. Then we headed west. What we were after now was the old surprise visit. That was a real kick.
Instead of weakness into your own thinking, one big lesson out of my athletic career stands by me to this day. I learned that if you want to be good at anything, from sticking a left jab into your opponent's face, to hitting a ping pong ball, to killing a handball in the left-hand corner of the front wall, you've got to practice regularly. And this applies to you whether you are now an outstanding expert or just a beginner. When Paderewski was known as the greatest pianist of his time, he told a reporter, "If I miss practicing for one day, I know it. If I miss a week, the critics know it. If I miss a month, the public knows it. I, myself, practice the 30-10 power formula every single day. I do it because I know that I can never make up for one day lost. I also know that it is my insurance for the future. Begin this practice today. Keep it up every day. Don't miss a day. You will get the habit of increasing your knowledge, which is the first of the habits of success. Habit. I wish I knew how to emphasize that word so as to give you a full sense of its power. It is the molder of human life. It is by the practice of good habits that you replace awkwardness with skill, that you substitute confident action for hesitation. Think of how unsure you were when you began driving a car. You were all on edge if you saw somebody crossing the street a block in front of you. You worried about every other car on the road.
It doesn't matter. 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 It doesn't matter.
Number indeed.
Over here!
Excellent burglar.
But has it remained a secret all these years?
It's too small for small figures. And it's covered by a door made to look exactly like the side of the mountain. Here is the key. Keep it safe.
Huh? Oh, well, of course I will.
But if the secret door is hidden, how do we find it? The map doesn't tell.
It does, and it doesn't.
Huh?
You will understand in time. Behold at last, Rivendell, the hidden valley of the elves, where Elrond dwells. My dear Elrond, your hospitality is magnificent. The food, the wine, the stories, the music.
Yes, but we've much to accomplish.
Yes, yes, of course. Now show me your map.
I have it here.
Something strange. Yes, indeed. There are moon letters here. See?
What are moon letters?
Runes that can only be seen when the moon shines behind them. They give directions for finding...
Da pa sokhi
being the third day and the tenth story from the tales of Boccaccio. In the city of Capsa in Barbary, there lived a very rich man who, among his other children, had a fair and winsome young daughter by name Alibe. She, not being a Christian, and hearing many Christians who abode in the town mightily extol the Christian faith and the service of God, one day questioned one of them in what manner one might avail to serve God with the least hindrance. The other answered that they best served God who most strictly eschewed the things of the world, as those did who had betaken them into the solitudes of the deserts of Thebes. The girl, who was maybe 14 years old and very simple, moved by no ordered desire, but by some childish fancy, set off next morning by stealth and all alone to go to the desert of Thebes, without letting any know her intent. After some days, her desire persisting, she won with no little toil to the deserts in question, and seeing a hut afar off, went there, and found at the door a holy man, who marveled to see her, and asked her what she saw. She replied that, being inspired of God, she went seeking to enter into his service, and was now in quest of one who should teach her how it behooved to serve him.
As you have just experienced, but sometimes only one or two spirits will appear. Perhaps
the devil should be guided.
Or if you're lucky, commending her by some gentry,
and giving her somewhat to eat of roots, of herbs, and wild apples and dates, and to drink of water, said to her, daughter mine,
spirits frequently appear as large buzzing flies, and sometimes you cannot see them at all. But you can only feel them. They're capricious. However, their actions can never be anticipated with certainty.
She had of him the same answer, and fearing father came to the cell of a young hermit, a very devout and good man, whose name was Rustico, and to whom she made the same request as she had done to the others. He, having a mind to make a trial of his own constancy, sent her not away as the others had done, but received her into his cell, and the night being come, he made her a little bed of palm fronds, and bade her lie down to rest thereon. This done, temptations tarried not to give battle to his powers of resistance, and he, finding himself grossly deceived by these latter, turned tail without awaiting many assaults, and confessed himself